This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. I am one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And this is episode 90, we think. You know how we are with the numbers.
We're never that good at the numbers, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. You know what is good? The tantrums that are happening on the ice in the NHL. We've got biting, we've got glove throwing, and quite honestly, I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I guess we can jump right into it. Our first note here is the LA Kings, Brandon Lemieux, supposedly bit Brady Tkachuk. I don't know if you've seen the video.
I've seen it.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily see him bite, but I think if you're putting your hand, whether you're a human, a animal, a mammal, anything of some sort, if something is being put into your mouth, I think, and you have no way of getting it out, I think the only way you're going to do is bite. Not to say that biting is allowed or should happen, but we got Brady Tkachuk and Brandon Lemieux going at it. You got two hotheads. Mm-hmm. You're going to get something.
Yeah, it looked like he bit him like through his sweater. His hand was like under the sweater, maybe. I mean, there's clearly a bite mark on Tkachuk's hand. Like you can see
blood. Looks like two little things in blood. Yeah. But as far as like actually physically seeing him like grab it or like chomp down, I can't see anything from any angle. He was very sneaky. I don't even know if that happened. Maybe Tkachuk did something else and maybe they're just blaming that. I don't know.
Okay, Breezy. Is that where you stand with your boy Brady and your Kings? You're defending the Kings, I hear. That's what I'm hearing.
The thing is that we're getting our brothers mixed up again.
Tkachuk fan. Damn it. No.
Yes.
Brady.
No, Matthew.
Oh, whatever.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgive you. I don't know. I just think that you need, I mean, you got to see what's there, right? There's blood that's there. There's obviously a little ruffle going on. Brady Tkachuk is a hothead. Lemieux is also a hothead. So it is what it is. I don't know what happened. There was blood. There was a scruffle. There was a fight. There was an ejection. There was penalties, obviously. It's just funny, man. It's just funny.
I mean, okay, Brady, the other brother that you aren't, that isn't one of your hunks, he I'm gonna get it one of these days. He had some very strong words though in the presser about calling him
a blockhead.
And saying that nobody likes him, his own teammates don't.
You know what? Every team has one, I think.
Do you really think that the Kings feel that way about Brandon Lemieux?
No, he's a super important part of the team. I mean, he's the hothead. Every team needs a hothead. Every team needs a guy that's going to be an antagonizer and someone that you just absolutely hate playing against because of certain reasons. He plays a huge part for the Kings. I think that his teammates, I mean, from what you can see on social media, I mean, he's hanging out with his teammates. Mm-hmm. I think it's just certain people, personalities don't mix. We all know that, right? So maybe his personalities that haven't mixed in the past as long as teammates go, and that could be for anybody. So who knows? Who knows? As long as the Kings are playing well and he's not doing anything crazy like other players in the league, whatever, it is what it is.
I'm fine with a little hand biting. I'm not fine with like
dirty hits and late cross checks that could really, really, truly injure a player, like we've seen from some people. So right. I'm all right with a little harmless break of the skin with the whatever teeth he has in his mouth anyway.
I mean, you gotta also figure, like, anytime something outrageous happens, think about all the buzz that comes with it. For instance, Marshawn, when he licked Ryan Callahan, or I think that's who it was, that obviously got a lot. There's fighters, there's lickers, there's now glove throwing. So
did you see that Panarin threw his glove at Marshawn, like behind the linesman, between AJ and the glass, like she's like, whoa, and like so mad. But I think this is where things get a little hairy, because apparently Marshawn was allegedly making some remarks about Russia towards Panarin and saying to some effect that basically nobody likes you there anyway. Now, I cannot, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. But if those kind of, like, but is that a racial slur? No. I mean,
a little dicey. I don't think it's racial. I think it's more of a hate comment. But I would assume that, you know, Panarin should be biting Marshawn over throwing a glove at that point.
Yeah. But he couldn't get to him. It was like the end of the game. He was fired up and just chucked his glove. I mean, I can relate. There are moments in life where I have like threatened to throw my shoe at somebody. So like, I get it. You know, you like don't really want to hurt them, but you just like, you take whatever weapon you can easily take off and throw at somebody. I mean, I've never thrown a shoe, but.
No, I don't think I have either.
But, you know, like, I'm just like, I just want to throw my shoe at them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I've thrown a house slipper at somebody before, but that's probably about it.
I think, you know, that's like our non-hockey playing equivalent of throwing a glove.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But that was like the highlights from this weekend. I was like, what's happening? What are these toddlers doing? What's going on? It's funny though.
I was thinking about it today and I was like, man, this is like the weird part of the season, right? Like, December through January, even a little bit into February, which we're going to have the Olympics coming up this year. So that's going to be a different aspect of it, I guess. But in a normal season, I think the half end of November all through December and January is like this weird mush of hockey where weird stuff happens, like games run into each other, like you don't know what's happening. Everything's a blur. And I feel like that's kind of like what we have gotten into this past weekend. I mean, you have so many people doing weird things. The Canadians just fired a bunch of, you know, their GM and a bunch of execs. You got Matt Murray now is playing in freaking the AHL. And then Evander Kane, he's now, you know, on waivers. And apparently the Blackhawks might be picking
him. No, don't even. If that happens, I don't want to see it.
You know, I was like, man, if the Blackhawks pick up Evander Kane, that is going to be so funny, because
Ray's going to lose it, or I
get to hear you just like go balls to the wall about Kane. And I'm like, oh, so you like him? No, you're like the other Kane,
the other Kane. Oh, I can't. We don't need that. That would be one of the biggest mistakes the Blackhawks could make right now, given their current situation and shit show storm they're in. Yeah, let's bring in the one guy in the league who is causing all kinds of drama off the ice, and let's add him to the roster while we're still dealing with a sex scandal, had to freaking fire everybody, and it's a mess. Yeah, let's bring that guy in. That's a good move.
You're going to be doubling down on the drama and the last names. You're going to have Jones and Jones and Kane and Kane. I mean, this is going to be crazy.
And I don't want it. I don't want him. But hello, Blackhawks, Wirtz's owners. if you sign Evander Kane, I will know that you all have officially lost your minds, because that does not turn this team around or the organization as a whole that is dealing with a complete and utter marketing nightmare.
I think that they're just going to go, man, what can we do to really piss Ray off?
Fine, yeah. <okay. laughs> They listen to us on the House of Hockey and they're like, probably. Let's give that girl some more stuff to talk about so she can never work for an NHL team. Because that's where we're at. I know. I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to see it.
Who knows what's going to happen? Very interesting. Very interesting things going on.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by... Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on the NFL action. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings daily fantasy sports contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN, that's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Standings are insane and it's
where are we at now? I didn't check them before we started.
You know, I kind of just went over it a little bit. They change so much and they're going to change so much between now and when this episode comes out, but just as a whole, I think it's super surprising obviously to see the Islanders, you know, down in the bottom of their division, but at the same time I think we're in this weird part where there's teams who have come out so hot and heavy and you're like, what the heck is happening? But then you're going to have the teams that should be doing well, aren't doing well. And then they're going to come in on that second wave. So, I mean, for instance, like the Anaheim Ducks, what is happening with the Ducks, right? They're crushing it, but is it going to last? I don't think so. I actually think that they're going to fall further behind than what people are, you know, may have originally expected. And like the Minnesota Wild, I mean, you got them, you know, climbing the charts again. There's just so many teams.
They're still in first in the Central.
They're still there. So, I mean, you got to think there's so many teams that you're like, they're unbeatable. And then there's teams where you think are unbeatable, but like they're beatable. And it's like, what is happening? I don't understand.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say every game is different. Who you think should win, doesn't win. There's points coming. I mean, I knew the Kings are going to be good this year, but then they had a 7-game win streak and then a 4-game lose streak. It's like, what? I can't do this.
It's an emotional roller coaster, especially at this time.
Yeah. But the Maple Leafs, I mean, I don't know if it's because I've been watching a lot of the games, but
they've come out of nowhere playing good.
And it seems like every interview that they're doing, they're more focused on keeping their head in the locker room and keeping going and really forming that brotherhood. And it's been working. And I think that they are, I know you're going to laugh at me, but they are a force to be reckoned with. And I think they're just going to, I mean, they're going to dominate the Canadian division. I think.
Above the Oilers?
I think it's going to be
the Canadian division. No.
There's no Canadian division this time, but like,
I know what you mean.
Teams, I think they're going to do better than what other people would have expected them to do. But the Oilers are so, I don't know, wishy-washy. I feel like they do really good and then all of a sudden they just tank.
And I don't know that they have the longevity for the playoffs. Like, they can handle regular season, division, and then they don't, I don't think they have the depth. And your Flames, like you had predicted several weeks ago, they're in second in the Pacific.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a little crazy. The biggest concern with the Oilers is the second one of their top guys potentially gets injured. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Because you can't keep playing this hard for so long and not get some sort of injury, which you never want to see. But what's going to happen to the team as a whole? Because the entire team as a whole, I mean, you got what, five of your of the top guys in the entire team that are actually really, really producing in the front facing side of it. So I don't know. They got to be careful.
I agree with that. I am looking at the divisions, and well, the Islanders are in the bottom, but they're also now delaying several games. They have a bunch of players in COVID protocol, and they've been on the road for the first 4, 12, 13, something like that, games, because their arena wasn't ready. And I think that really changes. Mm-hmm. That's a different feel. And that's a tough way to play, you know, where you're literally on the road the whole time. So I think depending on how they do in the next like 2 months, they might be able to come out of that hole, but I don't know about that. Who else was I going to say? Oh, Detroit, they're hanging in and they're doing pretty well in the mix of things. And I also just read back to Evander Kane. He might be going to Vancouver.
Oh,
as another rumor I've seen. So
interesting.
Yeah, not going down to the A. So that's that. Oh, okay. Wait, do you have more on the divisions? But I have a story I want to share.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to say, I hope Vancouver, I mean, they got work to do, and I don't know if they should bring any Evander Kane. But keep going. Do your story.
Yeah, no, I am with you. I mean, this, I don't know. The guy's got to fix a lot of his off ice stuff. He's got a lot on his plate. He's got a lot he's dealing with. And I would hope that he could, you know, maybe spend some time in the players rehab thing, whatever the league calls it, to make it not sound like rehab, and, you know, get his mind right and get back on the ice and have a rest of a successful career. I mean, I don't wish like ill will on the guy, but I don't want him on the Blackhawks. So, okay. Here's the story.
Okay.
So our friend of the podcast, Joe Cangelosi, who plays for the Carolina Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't listened, go back. There's two episodes of him. And he always shares these insane stories with us about like coaches fighting and all this stuff. So I got a message from him a couple weeks ago and I kept forgetting to read it on the show. So here's the message from Joe. Our Saturday night game in Columbus ended in another crazy fashion. It went into a shootout and it was the 12th round. And they thought they scored. So they came out to celebrate and the refs had a discussion and said no goal because the players stopped forward progress. So they had to get our goalie back from the locker room to complete the shootout. And we ended up winning in the next round.
Wow.
12 rounds. Columbus thinks they win. They all go to the dressing room. Oh no, JK. Everybody get back on the ice. The goalies, the goalie at least had to get back on the ice. And yeah, so I just thought I would share that story. At least, you know, we're not at games watching a 12th round of shootouts. Like when do we cap it? Why are we doing 12 rounds? When do we just call it a draw? What's happening here?
That's crazy.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Almost as crazy as the Kraken ending the Panthers' home winning streak.
I know. I was like, really? I mean, you never know in hockey. Things get crazy.
I'm saying the wishy-washy part of the season is here and you never know what's going to happen.
Nope, you don't. I went with Antoni this weekend. She wanted to pick out a Christmas tree.
Okay.
And she takes it very seriously. And we get to the place where they sell the trees and we get out of the car and she's like, "This is a very special moment." And I just burst out laughing. I was like, what is getting a tree? Yes. And she spent a very long time picking out a tree. Either way, we have a very lovely Christmas tree and it's all decorated and I helped decorate. But I decided I was going to make a wreath out of the branches that are left over from the tree. I've never made a wreath. What? I'm making a wreath? I mean, I've got a little bit of an arts and crafts side to me every once in a while. Well, nobody tells you that when you touch the branches that it's covered in sap. And I swear to God, Breezy, I was like Clark Griswold turning the pages of the paper, my hands were covered in sap. There's still some on my wrists that I did not get off. Plus, I had glitter because I was hot gluing like bows and like sparkly ornaments and like all this stuff that I bought at the dollar store. So all I could think was like, I can't wait to tell Breezy that I am like Clark Griswold right now with sap all over my hands.
That is so funny. Do you guys have an ornament that you have to include in the tree every year, or like a tradition of an ornament or anything?
Well, I only own like 3 ornaments and I don't know where they are, but Antoni does. She has a bunch of really cool ornaments from her grandmother and ones that mean a lot to her. So I got to hear all about that. We have 2 Elvises on the tree. So that's kind of interesting.
That is cool.
But yeah, what about you? Do you guys?
We hide a squirrel in our tree. We have a fake squirrel we put in our tree. We're big Christmas Vacation fans in this house. So,
oh my God, that's good. Who decides who hides it?
Usually my mom. I mean, it's kind of a big squirrel. I'll have to take a picture for you. But last night, we got the tree out yesterday and we kind of said, okay, well, we'll decorate it, you know, the next day and whatnot. It was kind of a crazy day. So last night it was pretty late. I walked in. I said, "Mom, I decorated the tree." And she goes, "Oh, let me go see." So she walks in and I had the squirrel as the tree topper. So it won't stay there. We're going to definitely hide it somewhere in the tree. But I mean, it's a big squirrel. I'll definitely share it with you guys.
Okay. That's kind of a brilliant tradition. And I love that you thought of that. Like, I think that's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you got to wear your Clark Griswold jersey and go sit by your tree and enjoy a nice cup of hot chocolate tea.
Yes.
I was going to say tea, but then I was like, I feel like you need hot chocolate, but whatever.
Hot chocolate. Sounds good. Sign me up. I'm here for it. All right, everybody. Enjoy the week and thanks for listening. And we will be back with another episode
next week. We'll see you then.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.